Just a warning, HHE is rated R or 18 in the UK. Swearing and things like that will be in these episodes. Please do not listen around children. And let's get to the show. You have been warned. Welcome to HHE, that is Halloween Horror Events Podcast. We are a podcast about horror events in the UK and Orlando, Florida.
Yep, so you can also follow us on all our socials at HHE Pod, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, everywhere you can find us.
And subscribe to us on all good podcast apps and make sure you give us a 5-star review. Cheers.
He forgot YouTube, guys. Get us on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. And that as well.
All yours, Simon.
What?
It's all yours. Take over. Come on.
Is it?
Yeah. I'll keep this bit in.
This is staying, isn't this? Hello, everyone, and welcome to HHE, the Halloween Horror Events Podcast. I am one of your fantastic hosts, Simon. I'm also joined by the fat bastard himself, Phil. Stuff in his Hello. Face. And the other guy who the newly appointed HHE member, Joe. How you doing, boys?
Yeah, how you doing, mate?
It's all good.
One word answers tonight. Thanks.
Hey, you're leaving today, mate. It's all your job. I'm sitting back.
Well, I'm just trying to crack a bottle of this crappy bottle opener I've got. This crap.
While he's doing that, I've opened a lovely San Miguel today. And what have you got, Joe?
Oh God. Delicious can of Budweiser.
I'm on the Moretti again. Drop on this time, not cheap.
Well, the real stuff this time, mate.
Yeah, Julie bought it for my birthday, even though it's not my birthday till next week. Anyway, 50th? this episode, hey, what?
50th birthday, right?
40th, cheeky bastard. Anyway, this episode, we're going to give you some hints and tips of what we do to get ourselves over to Halloween Horror Nights in America. And just give you some general tips of how we do it. So I'll jump to Joel first. How would you normally get there?
Well, always fly direct for a start. Never do a connecting flight. It's too risky.
Right.
And it's always with BA or Virgin. Whoever's cheapest at the time, really, which is normally BA, to be fair. Mm-hmm. Always out Gatwick.
Have you done Heathrow as well, though, haven't you?
We have done Heathrow. That was in February last year. That was only because of the pandemic, because no one was flying out of Gatwick. So yeah. We had to go to Heathrow. It's a bit longer, but 20 minutes extra on Gatwick. So it's not the end of the world.
Yeah. So I'm taking that's the same for you as well, Phil. Just sitting back trying to enjoy yourself.
Yes, it is the same for me. I'm always Gatwick because people from America or anywhere really who listens to this podcast, by the way, thank you for listening or watching, whatever. But I'm Gatwick because I literally live 5-10 minutes away by car. I'm in the town where Gatwick is. So I've done Heathrow once for December. I actually got the National Express. So people from even Brighton and that, you can get the National Express all the way to Heathrow. And it's pretty easy to tell you the truth. I did it. Took me straight to my terminal. She didn't take me to the terminal. It took like a 10-minute walk after that because Heathrow is so big. But it's an easy way of getting there. So if you don't want to drive or you don't want to get a train, check out the National Express. Little hint with a tip with National Express coaches. Book as early as possible because it's cheaper.
Mm. Yeah. Well, up north, I've got three options at Manchester Airport. I've got TUI, Virgin, Aer Lingus. There is the option of British Airways, but that does fly down to Gatwick first or Heathrow. And it is usually direct. There is another option up this end for people who want to do Aer Lingus for Manchester. It's actually a sneaky little one, actually. What it is, you fly to Dublin first from Manchester. You have a connecting flight, but you pass immigration in Dublin.
Mm-hmm.
So you land in the arrivals, in the departure lounge, departure area in MCO. So you don't have to mess about with all your customs. It's done before you get there. So it's usually about 11 to 12 hours to connect the two flights, but it can save you that hour and a half, 2 hours at customs. So it's 50-50.
What are the prices like with Aer Lingus?
The moment, Aer Lingus are the cheapest, but obviously the price of the day at the moment, it's usually about maybe £10-15 more to do the connecting flight. It is a little bit dearer, but it can save you quite a lot of time. Because if you're on one of the, what you find when you fly in from Gatwick and Heathrow, you're usually behind the Manchester flight. So you'll get held up at customs in America. Because Manchester flight, you can get to there.
Not if you're British Airways, mate, because we're Terminal C.
I'm just, listen, but as it stands, the Manchester flight is one of the first ones in to the US, but the timetables are changing, so keep your eye on that. I've actually done it quite a few different ways. I've done it with Virgin, I've done it with Aer Lingus, I flew with TUI, but that was when they went to MCO, and that is a difference between TUI and the other two companies, is TUI go to Melbourne. So it's about an hour and 40-minute transfer.
Yeah, in all fairness, we do have TUI and we do have Norse Air as well. I think we have JetBlue at Gatwick, but they're all add-ons. And the time you put all the add-ons on it, it's more expensive.
It's a choice. It's the same with all of them. Because like the flights, we've said all this before, I've been looking for September. And the cheapest I can get is £490, and that's hand luggage only.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's too expensive. Just for a weekend, it's just not worth the money. So, have you ever done, so obviously never done the connection ones, but if you've done a connection one, if you're listening to this, let us know. Because some people, I've gone to New York, but stayed a few days in New York and then gone down to Orlando afterwards. Or some people flew to Miami as well, I believe. Or flew from Miami on the way back. So that could be an option now, because the Brightline. That's now more or less up and running. So it's now, an hour and 45 minutes from Miami to Orlando on the train.
I'm not sure. It's bloody quick.
Yeah. So that could be another option, looking at going to from Miami or Fort Lauderdale. And there's also the option of Tampa as well. I know a lot of places people do fly to Tampa because it's a lot quieter airport. And by the time you get your car and you drive back out, it's about the same time as MCO.
I feel it's same time. So for me, I just go MCO at that point because once I'm at the airport, I want to get there as quick as possible. Because the only problem with MCO is basically getting through, getting your S's and that checked. But once that bit's done, and once you pass all that, you do fly through. But it's just it's the luggage. The worst part of MCO is the luggage. Sort your lives out, guys. And that's pre-pandemic as well.
Well, you'll be able to vouch for that when you go on your next flight, because you have to pick your luggage up before you go through customs now.
Very confusing.
Which if you're just a couple going, it's easy. But if you've got two, three kids, you've then got a car, all your luggage, plus the kids.
Have you done that yet, Joe, or not?
No. We've only flown out of Terminal C. The day we flew home last September. Yeah, but nothing was open. The only things that were open were the SeaWorld, Disney, and Universal shops.
Yeah, but I believe there's a lot more open now anyway. So
Well, they were giving away free food because none of the restaurants were open. We got free food, which is a touch.
Well, at least there's something available.
Do you want one personal opinion on that, the terminal?
Go on.
Shit.
Go on.
It's shit. It looks like to me a modern art museum, the size of it. It's a bit lot, especially when you first walk into it, to check in there. It's a big lot of nothing.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't seen it, so I've only seen the construction pictures. Because to be honest, I've not looked at it after even when it opened.
I must admit, I'm interested in September to see what's changed.
Yeah. Well, the thing, if you go on YouTube, you could try and search for some people's opinions on it and reviews, but there's not really much out there, to be fair. There's not many people who wants to know about a terminal in an airport. Not many
YouTube people.
There's not that many out there, though.
I'll tell you the truth, mate. When you record a video for vlogging, I'm not saying my vlog channel, but when you do, that seems to get a hell of a lot. You said it, not me. But that they seem to get a lot of views, they do. People seem to want to see the airport. I don't know why. Yeah. To me, airports are bloody boring.
Well, it's the start of your holiday or the end of your holiday. It's people just want to remember or not remember. So let's move on to transportation from the airport. There isn't many options. Which one do you guys prefer?
Uber.
Right, Uber for Joe.
Right, Bill. Cheap plug time now. I actually have been and using them for many, many years. Lanier Transportations, lovely family from Orlando,
Florida
themselves. Link will be in the
description below.
Unfortunately, the time this video comes out, I think there might only be a few days left. I think it's the 14th of April. They're doing a special deal for my Facebook group, Endless Summer Resort, unofficial group. They're doing a special deal for us. They're doing a few deals in the other groups as well, Rosen Inn and all that as well. So go and check them out. They've got lovely new vehicles, aircon, salt of the earth, lovely people.
Even without the discounts, the very reasonably priced for a family of four. I think it's round about $100 round trip.
You've got to think how big the vehicles as well. They get all your suitcases in. The beautiful new vehicles. And they make you feel like family. So as soon as you get in, it's not like an Uber driving that. Sorry, Joe. You know, get in my car and fuck off. I want your money. They want to get to know you. They'll even, for an extra fee, they will take you to places like Walmart first if you want it before you go to the hotel. So you can do a bit of shopping. They will wait around for you. And then, you know, you go all the way to the hotel. So,
And let them know that we sent you if you do use this. Just let them know. Just let them Phil sent you to them. My personal way is I've done it by all three of them, Uber, Linear Transportations, and I usually get a car. Since going in 2008, I've always had a car. But when I went in for the weekend, I did have a car, but then I went for the weekend. I think it was February 2022.
2023
Yeah, 20. Yeah, that one. that was the first time I didn't use a vehicle because I was staying on site at Universal. And I didn't want to pay the parking fees. I actually enjoy not having a car anymore. It sounds weird because I was so used to going everywhere, not having to worry about having to pick the car, wait for an Uber, wait for this, do that. It's my word. If you're not watching this on YouTube, get yourself onto YouTube now. And you wonder why I feel so fat. That's all I need to say.
I learned this from Shaq. He does this on his podcast. He eats food.
Yeah. Well, if me and Joe are taking a leaf in the next few, mate, you're not going to even be able to get on the plane to Florida in September.
Don't be jealous, mate. I've lost weight. You can actually see a neck again now.
I've done hiring a car quite a lot of times. Best advice I can give you is do not book the insurance with the travel company you book with. Don't book it with Virgin or Thomas Cook. Get it yourself. You can get year-round travel car insurance worldwide for up to 60 days at a time.
Who would you say use?
I can't remember the company. They've changed the name. I think it was High Holiday Car Show or something. But it was about, last time I got it, was £99 for the whole year. And you can use it anywhere in the world for 90 continuous days.
I've got a question. What about the tolls? That's one thing I don't understand.
The tolls, the option you've got is you can get a Sun Pass, which you prepay. I think it's around about $3 a day. You use it, but then you pay your tolls on top. You just have a little voucher or a little key card in your car that registers your car going through. Or the other option is you can avoid them. It is easy enough to avoid the toll rolls. Usually the maps you get given when you get a car hire do go through the toll rolls. So there is the option. If you've got, there's not many UK companies doing it anymore, but if you have got free data or unlimited data and you can use it in the US, just put in on Google Maps and just put avoid tolls and it can take you just the same length of time.
If a Sun Pass only costs $3 a day, it's fucking crazy to get.
Well, it's $3 a day, plus you also have to pay for the tolls you go through.
Right, okay. How
pay
much
him.
are the tolls normally?
I think I did it the last time I went to Kennedy Space Center. I paid for the tolls as I went down, and that cost me about $11, $11 or $12 there and back. Because they're all at different stages. Some are $1.25, some are $2, some are $2.50.
Yeah.
It depends on when they are. But some pass does make it a lot easier just to drive straight through. You don't have to stop.
Let's think about something about driving. This is for Craig, because Craig always some Craig Lucas, man, I'm talking to you, mate. Yes, you, mister, who wants everything to be an extra charge on top of everything you do. So us poor people can't go anymore. I suppose they haven't put toll roads in Disney's property yet. Can you imagine Disney tax? Ah,
well, speaking of that, there actually is a rumour the current governor is trying to make all the Disney roads toll roads.
So, oh my God, DeSantis, get a life, mate.
Well, that's just what's been flying around on the news at the moment over there. But yeah, it's relatively, if you are terrified of driving on the wrong side of the road, all I can say is
the wrong side.
It's the wrong side. I don't care.
I'm going to upset our American friends again. A lot of the cars I've seen out there, they don't clearly know how to drive on any side of the road. Their cars are a mess.
It's not as difficult as you think. The roads are quite wide compared to the UK roads. So they have a lot easier to drive on. And the only tip I would do if you do going to drive, if you hit a red light and you're turning right, and it doesn't say, do not turn on red, just go. If it's clear, go, because you're just going to get everyone beeping your ass behind you. It's an unusual thing for us in the UK, but turning right in a red light, you can do it if it's state, as long as it doesn't say do not turn on red.
It makes sense, though, really.
Yeah, it keeps things flowing. But over in here, we don't have crossroads. We have roundabouts, which work a lot better than crossroads. So
see you at the crossroad.
But there is many companies at the airport, and there's some off-site as well, which are a little bit cheaper. Right, let's move on from transportations. Accommodation. Because that's where you're going to be sleeping for most of the time. Where would you recommend if you were going, Joe? All the different areas, where would you recommend?
I love iDrive. You boys know that. I've been staying there since 1990.
Yep.
It's the same hotel as well. In fact, Phil. This is so off.
It's disgusting. I'll just take a short break while Phil just stops his face. It's fine.
Oh man.
How big's that cake, by the way?
I can't look at him.
just turn his screen off. Oh, he's got Easter eggs about next.
Right. Where was I?
Where you usually stay, Joe?
iDrive, yeah. I always stay at the Rosen Inn at Point Orlando. I just like that end of iDrive. So many restaurants, so many good bars. And it's a good distance from Universal, it's a good distance from Disney, SeaWorld.
Yeah.
And without sounding too snobby, I'm not a snob. I think it's the nicer end of iDrive, personally.
That's very understandable.
I agree to disagree these days, because I think the other end is now getting done up very well and it's just as good.
Yeah, but that's
I would have said five. I would have said 3-4 years ago. I totally agree, but look wise now, the end. We're ending summers and all that is now. It's getting proper done up now. I still think Universal are going to buy half them hotels out and knock them down anyway.
Yeah, Joe. So is that the actual only place you've stayed? You've never stayed anywhere else.
When I was younger, I went with my parents and we stayed on site at Disney. We stayed in the All-Star Sports.
Yeah, yeah.
And we said never again, just because... You're in that Disney bubble. And we're not huge Disney fans. We like Disney, but we're not fucking obsessive over it, you know?
Yeah.
So we went straight back to the Rosen.
So, yeah. Go on then, Phil. Let us know where you stayed and what you would recommend.
Where have I stayed? I've stayed at some of the cheapest ever ones. I think it's called the Crown Plaza or something now, whatever it's called. Long story, that was our first holiday in Orlando. I stayed in Hollywood Studios. My family came back. When I got back, they all said, oh, okay, what's going on? And I went, the woman next door, someone just ran into her room and tried to rob her knife point. I'm like, oh, this is a great hotel, isn't it?
Where was that?
I think it was called the Crown Plaza back then. Very small one. You know, just behind KFC.
Yeah.
So it's just down there. It's just been done up last year, actually. I went in there, had a nice little nose. Room still looks shit, but everything else looks nice. It was Bob Basics. We booked it. I've actually got the paperwork somewhere still for it. We booked it. It was our first time out there. We went to a travel agent and a clue. Oh, it's a good price. We'll stay here. Since then, I've done the Rosen Inn International. I've done the Ramada Plaza Continental and Suite. I stayed in a club level suite there. What gets you on the roof? What gets you a jacuzzi, a pool, and all free drinks? And the rooftop, that was before even Universal thought about having a rooftop. So I did like that hotel, but they started to go a bit weird. They started to ask for like $100 to $200 deposits.
Yeah, a lot of them do now.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. So went to the International Palms Resort. I've got no gripes with that. It's literally across the road from Ramada, actually. It's a nice little hotel. Understood what I've read lately. They're doing the rooms up again. What's good? Because it's a nice hotel. It's got a beautiful pool. It's got like a Starbucks in it and everything. It's actually a nice little find. But you have to be careful that one. If you're booking in the UK, make sure you're paying the resort fees before you go. Or you got to pay a resort fee when you're out there. So you think you've paid everything. And if you're a newbie, you're like panicking because loads of your money's disappearing because of that. Mm. So we've moved over to Cabana Bay. We've done that. I've done Disney's Art of Animation Resort. Love that. Great family one that is. I've done all three different suites. And finally, we've moved over to the end of summers. I've done Dockside once and Surfside twice. And I'm going back to Surfside. Surfside has become my home. So that's a Universal hotel. So pretty many, quite a lot of them. Mix myself around.
How long so have I like getting around.
Oh, well, yours is different. Yours is quite interesting why you do yours.
Yeah. Well, my first time I stayed, it was behind that Super 8 hotel. It was a travel lodge then.
The Haunted Hotel.
Yeah. It's behind where Conga Golf is. Near the Denny's. That was the first time I stayed. I've also stayed at the Doubletree at Hilton over on Major Boulevard, which is on the other side of the entrance to Universal, and the Holiday Inn side of it as well. They're actually not bad hotels to stay in if you don't mind a little bit of a walk to Universal. It's shorter than Endless Summer. And you used to have to cross Major Boulevard at Kirkham Road, which is a big like 8-lane road, but they put a bridge over now, so you can just walk over the bridge. The only problem with the Hilton is they do charge for parking. The Holiday Inn didn't, so I've stayed in them too. I've stayed at the Rosen Inn International on International Drive. Pop Century, I stayed there. The Universal, I stayed at Aventura. Royal Pacific. And next year, I just booked Sapphire Falls. So I'll be staying there. And off there, I do have another few options. I've stayed at the Hilton Vacation Club Suite, which is right down at the very bottom of International Drive. It's actually got a gate onto the, what are they called? Outlets. The outlets at the bottom. That's a massive big resort. I've stayed down there. I've stayed at the Hilton Vacation Suites at SeaWorld as well. A bit of a theme with these Hilton ones because they're actually in partnership with Wyndham because I have a timeshare at Bonnet Creek on Disney property. Well, Disney property. You go through the arches at Disney, but it's not Disney run. It's run by Wyndham and there's a Hilton around there.
Is that by Disney Springs, isn't it?
Yes. It's literally, you come out, Disney, you can, if you turn left, it takes you to Bonnet Creek. You turn right, it takes you down to Disney Springs. And Typhoon Lagoon as well. It's just down the corner. And I got it for an actual steal at the time, to be fair. Looking at how much things are now, I've got it for a steal. And it's points-based, so I can use the points whenever I like. I don't have to, I'm not fixed to a certain day, week, month. as long as I've got enough points, I can cover it. But also can transfer him into the RCI, which is another timeshare company. And that's how I've stayed at the Hiltons, because they work out a bit cheaper. You've got to pay a bit of a fee. It's about $170 a week to stay. Yeah. And I'm like, $170, it's staying in four or five-star resorts. It's brilliant, to be fair. And I can use them in the UK as well, because I've actually used them in Europe. I have used them in Ibiza with my points as well. So I can use them anywhere in the world, to be fair. So that's my way. And now I've done them, I'll be using my points when I can, because I do use them every 2 years rather than every year. Helps me build the points up, so it's easier to use. And then I usually stay on site now. I don't think I won't stay on site again. I'll either stay on site when I'm not, if I haven't got using the points, I'll stay on site. It's just so much easier, especially Universal, because Disney, I'm just not bothered about Disney anymore.
Yeah,
because it's just it's super expensive.
Yeah,
for what you get.
Super busy, super expensive. Mm. I mean, the only reason we go there is for the youngest. The eldest is too bothered about it. He'd rather just go to Universal. But the trouble is, Lily's only two, so there's nothing really she can go on at Universal. So we've got to go to.
Yeah, maybe 2025 when Epic opens up and we find out what's happening with Kids Zone. I think that's up. They have said 2024 for that, so that could be next year as well. Because they have literally flattened it. Everything at Kids Zone has been completely flattened except for Woody's Nut House Coaster.
Yeah.
So it'd be interesting to see what they turn that into. That's really it for hotels. So the other big expense. Tickets.
Yeah.
What are your recommendations for tickets, boys? Because I've got my recommendations and I'll say mine till the end.
Well, first things first, if you're going for a weekend, I think Universal are missing a trick and not bringing this back, bringing back the BOGO.
Yeah.
Buy one, get one free night. I think that was such a clever idea by them. If you go in September, it's always going to be the rush of fear, isn't it?
Yeah.
It depends how long you're going for, really. Well,
I'm not just saying about Halloween tickets, but also saying general tickets as well.
Well,
in that case, if you want to go to Halloween Horror Nights and you want to you want to be in the park before, you're going to need a pass to get in.
One thing, just for newbies, just in case there's a newbie listening, Halloween Horror Nights is a separate event, so you have to pay for the ticket on top. So even if you've got a Universal Park ticket, that will not get you for Halloween Horror Nights. So let's point that out straight away, just in case someone new is listening. As Simon says, but if you have a Universal Park ticket for Universal Studios, or if you have the both tickets for both parks, you can get in early and then hang around in the, what they called? I'd never do them.
Holding areas.
The holding areas.
Stay in screen.
Yeah, stay in screen. But you can also, if you don't have a Universal ticket, you can actually pay for that holding area as well. There's a ticket for that, I think.
Yeah, you got that, didn't you, Joe, last year?
Yeah, we did. Scream Early, I think it was called.
Yes.
And it was about $25 a person.
I so wanted to say something crude out. I'm going to hold back.
Behave yourself.
Just in case anybody's listening, I have tried to be a bit more nice this week. There's nothing about my nan and her toys coming up this week.
You just brought it up again.
Yeah, but I didn't say what toy was. If they haven't listened to episode one, you're in for a shock if you do. But yeah, anyway, explain this ticket, Joe.
What the, how much the was scream, it? Scream Early. It was either $15 or $25 a person per night.
It's just there on a plate.
Mate. All right, I'm going to be professional. And it gets you into the park. I think it was 2 hours before park closure. So you can get in, do a couple of rides if you want. And we didn't. I don't think we did. I think we just went in.
This Scream Early, you can come early, right? That's what you're saying.
Come really early, yeah.
Okay. What? I'm just asking a serious question. There's nothing wrong with that question. I feel like your mind took that to the wrong place, mate.
Is it something you're used to?
What? Screaming early? Or or getting off early? Even both?
So I'm used to disgusting.
I'm trying to control this. I've just given up now.
Okay. That's just my crew bit there, guys. I am done. Back to your ticket.
That's it. It gets you into the park early. It wasn't expensive. 20, I think I can't remember if it was 25 or 15 a person per night, but either way, it's still well priced.
It's a good option because obviously, if you're only going to go like a lot of people do go when we have recommended going for a weekend, buying a universal ticket. I think a universal, I think they're like $330, £330 now for a 14-day ticket.
You can get it cheaper. You can get cheap tickets on Undercover Tourist.
Yeah, but there's still daytime tickets, and you put the exchange rate in. It's you're better off buying the 3 day plus two at Universal because they work out to be about the same price.
Sometimes it's even better just buying the 14-day ticket anyway
Yeah,
and turn it
it
into an
is.
annual pass.
I think that is our plan for next year. We're going to get annual passes and then go back within 12 months to get the use of them.
Yeah,
That's the plan.
that sounds like a good idea. But like Phil was alluding to, the Halloween Horror Nights tickets are currently available, but single day only. Don't panic. Don't, oh, where are the fair passes? Where are the fair passes? Don't worry, they will come out. They usually come out in June, July. Just bide your time. There will still be the options that there usually is. I can't see them changing it. It works.
They're not going to change
Brilliant.
anything because if they want to
Yeah.
change something, the single night tickets would have dates you have to book. And
Yeah.
they're generally saying show up any day you want, really, still. So,
Moving on to extra tickets you can put on top of them, you've
egg.
got the
It's
express
Easter
passes.
Sunday in England as we record this. Extra. Get it? Extra.
Can someone just take
The
him away, please?
other. At least it's not rude. Maybe
Anyway,
we should practice
express
on rude.
passes. You can add them onto your tickets that you've already purchased. Or as Phil alluded to last year, you can get one around about 11 o'clock at a reduced rate if they're available for the last few hours of the event. And it's about $60, was it? The express
75.
passes?
75.
75?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I
You
can't
balling,
remember.
Phil. You can't remember. Oh, he's
Yeah,
much use of tits on a fish.
in
Because
theory, I could go and Revolut and go back.
well, we got them and then messaged you, didn't we, Phil?
Yeah, because I was pissed off how busy it was that night. Actually,
Yeah.
shockingly busy.
It was crazy.
Yeah. But if you don't want to do during the day, you can get just the Halloween Horror Nights tickets, turn up as the park opens, or at what I would personally do is turn up a little bit relatively late, about 7:30, let all the mad crowds come in and just stay till close. Stay till that 2 o'clock closing, because between like 12:30 and 2:40, you'll fly through some of the houses.
If I'm looking at this right, I can't remember the bloody date of it. I don't know if it's still on here. It might be only showing me my English stuff. Oh, I'm on the English one, that's why. Oh, Revolut, you bug me. Continue, guys. I'm going to figure out the price while you're doing it.
Well, that's really covered all the things for
I
that
would
bit.
say let's do a part two for YouTube
Yeah.
because I don't want the YouTube video to be long. So, people, if you're watching on YouTube, I promise you the next part will be out the next day. If you're on the podcast, don't just continue and listen because we will continue on as a podcast. That's nice and simple. But as YouTube from now on, I've decided I want the videos longer than 25, 20, 30 minutes long.
Yeah.
So, on YouTube, go over to thank you for watching this one. Subscribe to the next one, blah, 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 all that jazz. And we'll be back in a second.
Oh hey, I am Morlando, and I am here to tell you about my podcast. It is used to rinse money for my travel agent business. We are in a nail salon. The back is all I'm going to say. We have a back door entrance, but don't we all? The podcast is hosted by the amazingly tiny Lord Lucrow and the gargantuan Craig David, with fleeting appearances from yours truly, and of course not forgetting the little Tiny Tim. The least said about Tiny Tim, the better. Join us as we discuss, well, they. I am always obliterated and thrown out of the podcast before I can get going. My rhythm is a dancer. Listen to Lord Luke Rowe and Craig David as they talk to guests about their trips to Orlando, Florida. And they might even do some other shit and that. Anyway, get back to your regular listening. Whatever the fuck this podcast is called. This week, this podcast changes its name more than I change the water in my heavily magic hot tub.
And welcome back to you podcast listeners. If you are a YouTube subscriber, thank you very much. This is now part two. If you've not watched part two, go back to the previous video.
I'll swap B. I'm now on Soul.
Ah, you swap B. I'm still sticking with the same one.
I'm sticking with Bud Weiser, but I've got a Bud Light now as well.
If any beer would like to sponsor us out there.
So in this one, to be fair, I have not got a clue.
In this part, we should talk about the other tickets, the things you could do at Halloween Horror Nights, mate. Plus, we have a question from Craig Lucas.
Yeah. We do.
Let me find the ticket. I had them all up a minute ago and I've lost them all.
I've got Craig's question here if you want me to read it out.
Yeah, that'll break up in a second.
Yeah. He's basically asked us what other horror events in Orlando would we want to do? Smaller events in particular.
Yeah.
Thanks,
the only one I can think of at this moment in time is Sir Henry's.
Yeah.
I was trying to think about where that actually is. I'm just trying to find it now.
So why he's doing that. The other two I've done, obviously, I think you've done them as well, is obviously SeaWorld's, what's it called? What's wrong with us? Hello, Scream. Yep. And I've done Mickey's Not So Scary, but it is bloody scary because the price of it.
Yeah.
That one. I've done that. People on YouTube can see I'm pointing up to Mickey's Not So Scary poster that I got free. All that money I spent, I get a free candy, what I could have got cheaper in Walmart. And by the way, at SeaWorld, there's a little thing for you people. SeaWorld for kids. SeaWorld do also do a Halloween thing. Kids can go dress up. You buy a bucket in there and you can go around and they give you loads of free candy. And that's part of your SeaWorld ticket. So it's not an extra event. It's part of the day.
Yeah. That does that is actually not a bad thing that they do at SeaWorld.
Yeah.
It's absolutely rammed, but
also give you crisp as well.
Really?
They gave packets of Walker's crisp. It's brilliant.
that's chips for our American listeners.
Right. Well, I can't find anything that's been officially done for this year. But I'm just going to go quickly through what is for next. That was on last year.
Craig, I'm sorry if there wasn't that many, but we don't really know that many.
Yeah. Well, there is actually quite a few, but these are ones that were on last year. So hopefully they return. You've got Scream and Stream. It's a drive-through haunted house experience at the Florida Mall.
Yeah, that's the one I wanted to do, but it finished in it before
it starts in October.
Yeah.
There's a Halloween, what's it got? Orlando Halloween, The Haunted Road. Embark in your own vehicle on a 20-minute drive to the haunted road and discover mysterious flesh-eating creepy ghouls.
Haunted road, take me home.
There's one that's not Spooky Empire. I know that's usually in May, but I think there's another one in October last year as well.
There's one at Boggy Creek as well, isn't there? Down where the airboats are. There's a drive-through one.
Yeah.
Have you heard of the one in Hollywood? From Shaquille O'Neal last year. And for us Tully fans, he spanned the name probably. So we know Shocktoberfest. Well, he had Shacktoberfest. Genius.
Gatorland actually do one for the kids
do
as
they?
Well. Oh, yeah, kids Gators, are. Ghosts, yeah. And Goblins.
They do.
Very late, though. It's October the 15th.
It's only like a couple of weeks then.
Yeah. Fun Spot looks like they did something last year as well. Huge Halloween at Fun Spot America.
What's that haunted house at down our old town?
Yeah, that's all year round. That as well.
Yeah.
Morton Manor.
I really want to try that.
It's fucking good, man. It is good.
I've heard about that bar in Orlando, downtown Orlando as well, sort of set on monsters and that. That and that's an adult bar. That is, there can be naughty stuff going on in there. Not as in drugs and sex, people, not like that. But as in the women wearing interesting clothing might be a better way to put it. If I'm wrong, people, I'm sorry. But what I've seen, it looks like that to me.
But looking at this, a lot of this stuff is for kids. There's not that many adult events in the year. There probably is. It's that at this moment in time, I can't seem to find them. It's only showing Halloween Horror Nights and SeaWorlds and Busch Gardens. Anything else?
Do you remember Terror at Church Street Station? It was downtown years ago. I think it's gone now.
I think I've seen videos of it. Yeah, it was a big building, wasn't it, inside? Yeah.
Yeah. It was downtown Orlando. Church Street, but they used to do a Halloween event down there.
Apparently. It used to be quite big. It used to be queues around the block for it.
And there was also Skull Kingdom as well. I don't know if either of you two did that.
No, never done that.
That was good.
Yeah. What other tickets do they have at Halloween Horror Nights for other things you can do there? We didn't actually go into the tickets. We did the scare tickets, but we said Rush of Fear, but we didn't go through all that, and then we didn't go to the extra things you can pay
for
as well.
Up now. You've got RIP tours, which are the top of the range tickets that guarantee you to get into every house. Give me a second.
Also, people, you have to buy them on top of your Halloween Horror Night ticket.
Yes, yeah, you do.
Prices are ridiculous now, aren't they?
Yeah, they start at $299.99, so they're not cheap. But if you go with a group of
10,
a private one, which is up to 16, I think you can have, they're a lot more expensive. You control where the guy goes. If you buy one of these ones, that's
The thing is, as well, it says it starts at $299, but how many of those nights are actually $299? One.
Yes. I'll have a quick look now. I'm currently on it. So I'll just have a quick look. Starting days. I'll have a quick look which days are on. You've got to actually go into more details. I haven't got time for all that. Anyway.
Yeah.
But they go up to 459, I think. So, but the private ones, you have to ring. If you want a private one or just your group, you need to ring up. Universal Experience, VIP Experience team, and they'll sort one out for you. And they can be quite beneficial because you, like I said, you control. If you want to go through the same house 12 times, you can go through the same house 12 times. You choose what you do. It's not where you've got to go from each house to each house. The other thing that Halloween Horror Nights do is Behind the Screams on Mask and the Horror Tour. They do a three-house and a six-house tour. The three house and the six house do different houses, so you don't do the same house if you do three and the six. So you can get 9 of the 10 houses behind the scenes during the day rather than being at nighttime. So if you're not into your Halloween, you don't want to try Halloween Horror Nights and see what it's like when it's really scary, you can do this, see what the house is like with the lights on, with no actors in it, see if you want to go in it. It's a good way of trying it. Thing is with these, you don't need a Halloween Horror Nights ticket. And you don't need a Universal ticket either. I've just noticed. Actually, it does state theme park and or event admission is not included or required.
That's because most of it's behind the scenes, isn't it? So.
Yeah.
But we get a lot of raving reviews of these three and six house tours. They do give away a lot of the tips and tricks. So if you don't
Easter
want
eggs.
To spoil, yeah. If you don't, well, the Easter eggs. They're in there for the houses, but if you don't want to know how an effect actually works and actually scares you,
yeah, I would say
don't do it.
If you're too scared to go to the event, do it because you want to see the houses. But if you want to go to the event, do the event first. Try and get all the houses done first, and then go and do that.
Yeah, well, like I'm saying, I know how a lot of these effects are done anyway. But these show you how they're actually done and. They're worth the wait and go. If you want to find out how the inner workings of an event works, by all means, go for it. But they do sell out quite quickly. So if you do want to get them booked ASAP. And that's really it on the ticket side at the moment.
There's not. You forgot other things. We need to go through what tickets there are. because we've only said Rush of Fear and the single night ticket. So we need to tell everyone what tickets they do.
They're not actually on sale yet. That's what I'm saying. We don't know.
Yeah, but this is just a travel one, mate. We're just trying to tell people to get prepared. And then we've got to tell them about the worst thing ever, what's called SAD, Scare Actor Dining.
Well, I say we can tell them if you want. I say we don't know if they're going to come back or not. Because I personally don't think Scare Actor Dining is going to come back in that location.
I don't think it's going to be that location, but yeah, I think it's coming
they'll
back.
They'll come back, yeah. They've got to
makes too much money.
They've got to make it better, and they've got to make it worth the money.
I honestly think, and I'm going to watch videos, I'm not going to pay for it this year, but I think it was a last-minute idea last year to bring it back because they weren't sure with the pandemic at the time. And I think it was a last-minute thing to bring it back, and they just weren't prepared, and they couldn't get it. They didn't have the budget at that point.
I won't even say it was a budget. It's not in the an ideal location. It needs to be dark in there for it to work, and there's nowhere that's going to be dark anymore.
The Minions is going to be light as well, isn't it?
Yeah, so the Minions Cafe. See it. If it's not worked in Louis, which to be honest, Louis is just pretty, is a dark area.
They could have made it darker as well. They could have covered the windows.
Yeah, but the whole fact was the theming was crap. So I didn't care about how dark it was. It was just crap theming. It really was bad. I honestly think it was a last minute thing. Get a few props out last year.
Right.
I think that's why I'm down. I think the food was shit. The whole, don't bring it back. Listen to Simon. Don't bring it back. If you can't make it good, don't bring it back.
Yeah, exactly. That's but Scare Actor Dining. It's all you can eat. Well, all you can eat buffet. I'm doing air quotes because you only want you to go once. You get your food, you sit down, and Scare Actors come around and interact with you. That's all I'm going to say. They don't scare you. They interact with you, or try to. If they're around or can be asked actually getting out from behind the podium. Michael Myers.
The Mummy was really good, though. The Mummy, got Mummy Jews. Mummy was great.
Yeah. But he was tucked away in a corner so he could.
See, that bit was good because it was nice and dark over there.
Yeah. And the other tickets that we usually get, like I said, are Rush for Fear, which usually covers you the first 3 weekends or 4 weekends of the event. I'm not going to say September because I think it's going to end before the end of September this year. You have the Frequent Fear, which gets you in from Sunday to Thursdays. But that might change because there's now every single Wednesday for this September and October this year. We'll see what they do with that ticket. Then the Frequent Fear Plus, which is Sunday to Friday. And then the Ultimate Fear, which is every single night of the event.
I wonder if they'll make a pass called the Week Pass, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday only.
They might be got a Wednesday, Thursday one. A midweek pass. That'd be something. But I have noticed, so we do recommend to go midweek.
Not anymore.
No.
No.
Everyone's clocked onto it now. That's the problem.
I think the only night that I felt was that relatively quiet, or quiet-ish compared to the rest of the night, was a Saturday night. I think it's because there's not many passes available for Saturday nights, even unless you've got the Ultimate or the Rush of Fear. And the prices for Saturday nights are ridiculous. So it might be one of them worth looking at going to Saturday nights now. They're a bit more expensive.
It's not like the old days. There is not going to be quiet nights anymore, unfortunately.
No. It also depends on what it's actually there this year again. Because like last year, the weekend, everyone thought, oh, who's this guy? And look at the crowds. It was horrendous. I knew the weekend was big, but I didn't realise it was that big. Because you definitely
in America, crowd. The American crowd. That's the problem. We get lost on that because we're in the UK. We get kind of lost on that type of stuff. Oh, just to round it back off, though, guys. Any tips you got for anybody who is travelling from Europe, UK? Just get back to our travel trips.
Just sit down and have a think and plan out what you're going to do.
Yeah,
if you can afford 2 weeks and you can fit it all in, by all means. We have told you, and I've done it. Phil's done it. I don't know if you've done a weekend, have you, Joe? You've done a week.
We've done a week. Sure, we've done.
It can be done in 4 days. Flying out on a Thursday, coming back on a Monday. It is possible. It all depends on what your budget can allow and what your time scale is.
Mm.
There's options for everyone. And if you want any help, just reach out to one of us. Reach out to us on Twitter, Instagram. Give Facebook a bit of love as well, because Facebook don't seem to be getting any love on there.
Everyone's old on Facebook.
I know. Well, our average age group, according to Anchor, 35 on this. So,
hello, youngsters.
A couple of things I will say is don't book the first deal that you see. Shop around.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'll always find it cheaper, even if you play the airlines off against each other, see what you can do. Sometimes they will do you a deal. And if you are only going to Horror Nights for a short time, buy Express. That's one thing I'll say. The last time, I mean, when we did that week last year, we did three nights at Horror Nights, and it was crazy, absolutely crazy busy. We bought Express after 11, and we flew through the houses after 11 o'clock, and we're out of there by one.
I've got a few. If you're not going to go into early in the park, wait 30 minutes.
Yeah.
When the event's open, because everyone, there's massive queues who all want to rush in.
Yeah.
And then they all generally go straight on where Minions and all that is. Go right and go to the houses at the back of the park.
Yeah.
Because they're generally more quiet.
It's worth Men in Black, because that's where one of the Stay and Scream areas is held. And usually by the time everything opens, they're getting out of the houses, so them houses seem to clear out pretty quick. Be interesting to see how they're doing.
Time with the show. Look what time the show is at the houses around that area, because a lot of people in that area have gone to the show. Yet again, it empties a lot of the houses up. Well, when I say empty, you know, a house one might be in normally like an hour and a half wait, could be 30 to 40 minutes to queue.
Yeah,
if you're not going to use Express.
And if you are only going for one or two nights, find a map online and have a look at which houses you want to do, and have a strategy. Say, right, I'm going to hit this house, I'm going to go to this one, because what you'll do, you'll get overwhelmed with everything being on top of you, and then you'll say, I want to do this house. You'll look at the queue, it'll say an hour and a half. Get in it.
Well, that depends. If you've got one right next to it, we're saying 20 minutes. I would personally go and do that.
But if you want to really do that house, do it. Get in that queue and just get it done. Because you will regret not going through that house.
So I think it's different for me, because I've always done the ones where you have a house in an hour.
That's what I'm talking about, new people who've never done it and they're going for a particular house.
This is my whole point. Even if I'm looking for a particular house, if it's an hour and a half and there's one next to it 20 minutes, sometimes that hour and a half, actually most of the time, that hour and a half queue to me usually cuts down, because most of them people, they're moving over to the house next to it. So I usually go for a 20-minute one, then I'll get back to one, because what's the extra 20 minutes going to be anyway? You might as well go and do it. Instead of risking it, going in the hour and 40-minute queue, and then you're coming out and that one's like all of a sudden gone up to an hour now. You're like, well, damn, I've now queued over 2.5 hours.
Mm.
But I'll still stick with the thing, because the many people I've seen online saying I didn't get the chance to go in a house that they really wanted to go in. It's your own fault, because no matter what the queue is, if you really want to do a house, just get in the queue and do it.
Actually, the best way to do it is if you're going only for a few days, don't go to the parks or anything for the daytime. Be lazy, get in there as early as possible, and stay till the end of the event for the night. Yeah. It's tiring, but it's worth it.
You just stole my last hint. Thanks.
Or I will go back to that after 11 p.m. express pass. If you're not going to the parks in the daytime, go out in the evening, have some dinner, go to a bar, have a few drinks, get into the park at 10:30, go straight to the booth, buy an after 11 express.
Yeah, you've got to be careful then, because go to the main place, but you've got to look for them. They can usually be outside Jimmy Fallon or where Fast and Furious is, I noticed.
And they also
the one you sent to me at Jimmy Fallon, the cash machine broke down. So I had to get over to Fast and Furious because he told me where it was. He goes, they're just coming out now. So I sprinted over there and got them over there instead.
Okay.
But as Simon just said, you can't guarantee every night they're going to be there.
They might actually sell out.
If you get there early, buy them early for 11 o'clock or get a whole day one if you can. Sometimes that can just work out better.
So well, hopefully you got some tips out of all that. Because, ow, I'll be back.
Not saying my nan's old, but
right, on that bombshell, we're going to end. I think
that's come a new saying to this. On that bombshell, good night.
Well, we can't really say it because we might get sued by them people.
They don't do that show anymore. Don't worry about it. That show's rubbish now.
Yeah, they still do stuff.
Just before we finish, one more question: are you boys going this year?
No,
I am.
Simon, I feel I know you're going, but Simon,
nope, it's too expensive. But I can't justify the price of the flights. I just can't. I can get the hotels for £300, stay at the Hilton, stay at the Holiday Inn over the road at Major Boulevard. But when the flights are coming at £1,000 minimum, it's like no, you're looking at £1,000 for the flights, £300 for the hotel. Then you're going to have another £250-£300 on flight on tickets. Then I've got transfers to do, so there's another £100. So you look at £1,600, and I'm not even walked into Universal, and I'm only there for 4 days.
Yeah, I've been talking to inside people, and they reckon this is going to be the greatest Halloween Horror Nights ever, and they're never going to be able to do it as good again, unfortunately. Yeah.
And then you look at the price of actually everything inside the parks as well.
Yeah, mate.
You're looking at £2,500.
Yeah, because you want your merch.
You're looking at £2,500 just for 4 days, and that's just for two. That's for two adults.
Hmm.
Then you want alcohol. Then you want food.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm budgeting £900 for merchandise and drinks. But
then he's gonna want to buy Chucky merchandise because he loves Chucky. Yeah.
It's just at this moment in time. If the price comes down to maybe £300 flight, which it never will, that'll be the turning point. It'll be bringing it under £2,000. But nah, until the price comes down.
So, Joe, what's going on with yours then, mate? Because I haven't asked you all day, but I know you were looking.
I was looking last night, yeah.
And now you sobered up. Have you decided not to?
Oh, I don't know. I'm supposed to be going to Amsterdam for my 40th in November, but I don't know. Leave it with me, mate. I am working on the missus.
And Gaz, if you're listening, mate, your son Seb, Gaz from the Incredible Wilsons, go and check them out on YouTube. Mm-hmm. He has said to you today, as I record this on Sunday, the 9th of April, he has said to you he wants to go to Halloween Horror Nights. How can you turn down that sweet 10-year-old child? You have to stay at Cabana Bay so I can come across and use your ball. Don't do it for Seb, not for me. Do it for Seb. He loves HHN.
I've got a
Gaz, listen to me. You can't do this to your kid. You have to let him go. The poor kid deserves it. He's a great kid. Gaz, listen to me.
You say no.
Don't say no to a 10-year-old child as sweet as Seb. Gaz is going to kill me when he hears this.
But like I said, it's definitely too expensive at the moment. So it's a no for me.
Well, I want to tell you about a deal that I found last night.
Yes, let's end it with that bombshell.
Yeah. £1,200, two people, direct flights from Gatwick with British Airways, and a week in
Cabana Bay.
Cabana Bay, yeah.
Because you say it was cheaper. And what shocked me about that, but are you okay to go without suitcases?
Yeah, mate, yeah. We took hand luggage only in September. We were
I've
fine.
Always said, if you book it, mate, and there's stuff you can't bring back, just give it to me. I'm going to see you in October anyway. So I'll just take it home with me. It's not a problem.
Yeah, awesome, mate. Awesome.
Yeah, well, even with me, I couldn't really do a week because of time restraints as well. So like I said, the only top option I've got is a weekend because of the new job. So even if I could afford that week, sounds good at £1,200, but for me, it will be another £300 to get down to Gatwick and back.
Yeah.
Then that's an extra day travelling as well. So it'll be 8 days rather than seven.
Can't you get the choo-choo for free?
Yeah, but it's still travelling. It's still 4.5 hours, mate. It's not like I finished work at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I can be there at 10 o'clock.
Choo-choo.
So it's just not feasible at the moment. If the prices come down, yeah, maybe. But I'll only be there for the weekend if I did do. It's just not. And I will be, if I did go, it will be before you as well. But it's never going to, unless that price comes down dramatically. Because even I haven't got enough points with Virgin to use my points. And oh, even wait, with Virgin.
Just a quick one. I'm just looking at Twitter. And is it Sterling Strange? in the mood for a new HHM poster, or what's everyone thinks? So he's making a poster. What would you choose, guys? Director's Year, Conjurer, The Coven, or Reflections of Fear, Redo? The hell is half there? I'm going director. So is everyone else. Sorry, I thought you said there was a new poster out when I was reading it on Twitter, but he's not. I thought he was giving us a little hint that we're getting something, but nah, he's just clearly making one. But at least I gave him a little shout out. Talk about shout outs. Go and check out Horror Night Nightmares at HHN Nightmares on Twitter and Instagram. They're the ones who do the spec maps and give us loads of great info.
Yep. And hopefully we've been told we're not expecting a spec map anytime soon. It will, because I think he's probably nailed this up one on pretty this first map pretty well. So that's probably why we're not going to get a spec map for a while. But anyway, thank you all for listening, watching, subscribing, whatever you do. I'm going to say my favourite catchphrase is catchphrase.
Before you do, mate, we've got a shout out to give.
We have.
Our mate Craig Lucas and Morlando Podcast. He gives us a lot of love.
Oh, thanks for reminding me that, because I've got to put his advert into the episode.
he gives us a lot of love. So we've got to return the favour, mate. Go and subscribe to Morlando Podcast.
Yeah.
I can't believe I forgot about that. Well done.
At least someone knows what they're doing. Anyway, from me, I'm going to say stay spooky. I don't know what Phil's going to do this time.
Look, I'm Epic Phil on YouTube. Be epic.
Good night and sweet screens.
Ooh, the little flash bastard.